Okay, good morning. This past week's daf was daf Nun Gimel Maseches Pesachim. We're going to look at the second part of the Mishnah on daf Nun Gimel. Mokum Shenoagu, the Mishnah is talking about different minhagim, different places. The Mishnah on daf Nun Gimel, the last part of the Mishnah. Mokum shenoagu lechol tzli b'leile psochem oichlim. A place at the minig is that they do eat, may eat tzli on leil pesach oichlim. Mokum shenoagu shol lechol ein oichlim. Place at the minig is not to eat ein oichlim. Some places had a minig, which we glad to have that minig, minig Ashkenaz, is shalor lechol tzli on leil psochem. Well, Pesach, not to eat tzli. Rashi says, Shloi Lechel, see that last Rashi over there? Tumech sika echel Pesach b'chutz. Since the mitzvah of Pesach is to eat it afka tzli, Kim Tzliyesh, Pasuk says. So that's why there was a minhag that not to eat bosor leil Pesach, That's tzli. Now this minig over here is talking about obviously places where the korban pesach can't be eaten, right? Whether it's talking about bizman habayis, chutz liyushalayim, talking about bizman hazeh, right? But the minig is that it shouldn't look like kachem is being eaten where it should not be eaten. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Om Rav Yehuda Marav, also loy laodom sheyema bosses ela pesach. Who? Also loy laodom. It's forbidden for a person to say bosses ela pesach. Who? Where he's saying an iser to make an expression, right? On that meeting. Also lo l'odom sheyema bosas ela pesach. This bosar is for Pesach. Why? Neshin nira ke makdish behemtoi v'oichol kodshim b'chutz. It looks like he's been makdish behemtoi, and thereby his achilo will be an achilas kodshim b'chutz. Seemingly a similar idea to this minig, not to eat tzli, because there's anira, it looks like kachm is eating machutz. So too, a person shouldn't say, bosses ala pesach, because of that similar problem. And Rashi says over here, bosses there, Rashi says, vafilu shchut kvar, even though it was shechted already. Even though he's shechted ready, he can't say bosses ela pesach. It's nire kematrish b'hemtei v'eichel kachem b'chutz. Actually, we'll have to see over here, and this is a discussion in the Rishonim, that it's nire, that it's kachem and he's eating kachem, is when according to this understanding, right, this person who's seeing, he's seeing kachim, when was the hakdosha made? Right.
But if the Beis HaMikdash is not kayim, so how could it be, if it's not in the Zman Beis HaMikdash, so it can't be kachim.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true. Right, maybe you can't bring a carbon, but if you mach to something,
oh, yeah.
Right, right, it could work, and then you're in trouble.
That's for sure.
Now Rashi says over here, "Vafilu shchutu kfar," which be mashal chanashi, loy mi boy, that there's a problem that if this animal is still alive. But even if it's shchut kfar, right? meaning to say that it would seem to be that it's easier to hear this problem if the animal is alive. That means that it lends more to the possibility of Hakdosha if it's alive. And that Rashi says, Afilu Shchuta, and even if it's Shochet. And that would seem to suggest, like we'll see a little further, Shittis Rashi and Foshim learn, that the Hakdosha is happening now. And therefore Rashi is saying, let me believe the animal's alive, so an alive animal, one could be Makdish, but even an animal to Shchuta already, which person, in a regular Hakdosha, it's not really recovering anymore, obviously, right? If it's already Shechted, so one might have thought that you don't have the problem, because who's going to think that he's being Makdish this now? Even then, you have the problem. Right? Now the Gemara says as follows: Omar Papa Dafka Bosser Avachiti Loi the Mintri LePesach KaOma. Sokrav Papa. Papa is commenting on the Isser that was set over B'Shem Rav, that you can't say that this is for Pesach because we're concerned that might suggest that it has kedusha on it, and therefore a person is going to be eating kachim b'chutz. He said that only refers to basar. Aval chitin loy. A person may say chiti ze lepesach. Why? Over there, we don't have the concern. The minta lepischa ka'omar. Because that is understood that what he means to say with that is that it's being kept for Pesach usage, not Korban Pesach. Rashi says, Avalchiti loy domu midi lekotchim. Avalchiti loy domu midi lekotchim. Chitim has no similarity to kotchim. V'chikoma chitim le Pesach. Therefore, when he says this same nusach, when he says the same statement concerning talking to chitim, the mint of the Pesach Ka'omar. Right? That we understand, everyone understands that what he means is the mint of the Pesach. Atzni'oi lepesach lo'oichlum. That the purpose is to eat it on Pesach and put it aside. That's what he means to say. Reserving it for Yontif. V'loy aminan mechsei kiman da'omar lemoichron Veliknais Pesach with Mayim. And we don't say that we're not concerned that maybe what he means to say is Nochitim all the Pesach, right? In what context could Chitim be the Pesach? Rashi says that to sell them and to use the money value to buy a Korban Pesach. Now in this Rashi over here, Rashi reveals us a little bit over here how he learns the Gemara. Now, what we need to understand in this Rashi is this, right? When Rashi is saying the Gemara makes a difference between basar and chit. Basar and chitin. And on that thing, Gemara says, chitin, a person, we understand that he's setting aside for yontif use. We don't say that it's mechzik man de moichon veliknois bidmei. Right? So when Rashi says this, does Rashi mean to say that this whole idea of being mapped to something for its money value to be used, people don't think about that. So therefore, it's non-applicable to chitin, and it's applicable to Basar, because Basar, the Basar issue doesn't need to come on to this. That the concern of Basar is that there's a Hakdosha on the Basar itself. Which, the truth of the matter is, it's a little hard. If we're talking about Shchuta, right? So how could a person think that he's being makdish the Basar itself? I mean, you can't makdish Basar itself once it's shachar already. And that's probably why the Mefarshim learn that Rashi's Kavana is different. Meaning to say that they see in this Rashi that the Hakdosha that we're concerned about is Takavis. Right? Even by Basar. We're concerned that he's being makdish Basar now, even though it's Shachot. Of course, not to use this Basar as the Karban Pesach, but to use the money value for the Karban Pesach. And on that, the Gemara is making a difference between something which is Shayech L'Kachim, something which is not Shayech L'Kachim. Meaning to say that the difference between Basar and Chitin is not that Basar itself could be brought as a Karban and Chitin can't. Meaning to say that there's no, that the concern of Hakdosha is only applicable to Basar, because I could bring this Basar as a Korban. Mashenken Chitin, I can't bring as a Korban. So therefore, we don't have the concern. Now, actually, the concern, even by Basar, is not that this Basar itself is going to be the Korban Pesach. The concern by Basar also is that he's being makdish the Basar. It's going to have on it Kedusha as Dmei Pesach, that it should be brought, it should be used as a Korban Pesach. That's the concern. And that concern, you know, that kind of a Hakdosha Be'etzim is Shayach by Chitim also. The difference just is that the person who's watching that we're concerned about, this whole idea of Hakdosha is going to only come into his mind only by something which itself is close to Kodshim Mizbeach, Basar itself. Mashenken Chitim, not. So that comes out the difference in the Gemara. It's a sort of a fine chilt that the Gemara is making. And that's what the Gemara means, that since Basar is Domi L'Kodshim, Chitim is not Domi L'Kodshim. So that's why a person only could think that this Basar is Kodshim, will have a Kodshim problem only by Basar. Mashen Kain Chitin, which is something which is Loi Dome the Kodshim, so a person is not going to think about that, right? But the point that we're making is not that it's Be'etzem Le'Shayeh, right? Yeah. When the tour brings Shitas Rashi, he says, "Avol Rashi's al pirush afilu basar behema." We'll see. There's Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. He brings Yesh Meforshim Dafka Gedia Itzleh. Some Meforshim that learn that it's only if it's dealing with an animal that itself is roif for Korban Pesach. But according to Rashi, afilu basar behema. It doesn't have to be necessarily an animal which is in itself is roi for Korban Pesach. Lefi sheyu svurim shehikdish l'dmei Pesach. That the concern in according to Rashi is a hakdosh l'dmei Pesach. So once that's true, so the concern of Kodshim is not necessarily that this animal is going to be used as the Korban Pesach or plans on being used as the Korban Pesach. The concern is the May Pesach, and the difference is like we mentioned before that Basar is more shaykh doimet the kodshim, Mashen Ken Chitin is not. Now the Bach when he's explaining this, he says that Rashi doesn't say this beferish. Mashu kosav the tour in Rashi. He says, Loi kosav came beferish. This is not, Rashi doesn't explicitly say this, but we could derive this from Rashi. And he brings the mashmois from this second Rashi. Bechei mashma oi min the cause of Rashi bechidin bezel shoynei that Rashi bechidin leidom mid lekodshim v'loy aminan mechzi kemad lemoichrim luknes pesach mehim. Bach says mevur mul shoynei de bebosa chashinon de koomar. Right? You see from Rashi that the concern that we're dealing with over here is that he's makish it and he plans on selling it. If that's true, so other bosser also. So you see that he understands the Rashi. As we explained, that when Rashi says over here, V'loyam rinon, right, doesn't mean in general that we're not chayish b'chlal, and the chash just is that he's being makdish, this behemoth itself should be used. Because if that was so, I mean, like what he's saying over here is that it should be limited only to an animal which is roy for Korban Pesach. And so they understand that Rashi doesn't mean to say that we're not. That we b'chal nachayish for this kind of hakdosha. Adrabba, this is the hakdosha that we're concerned about. But in this hakdosha, there's a difference between bosor and chitin.
So the pshat is that because it's shaykh to kachim, so the roya will
that's
led
the, that,
to believe that this is l'dmei kachim, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. That's what it seems to be. That's what it seems. Something which is doing with the kochim, such a kochim idea will fall into a person's mind about it. But something which is not shaykh the kochim, even though, like we're saying, that the issue
both
that he has, both really could work the same way.
And also, we said that after that, after he has that thought that it's kochim, he also has to mind that this person is going to be eating it b'chutz. It's two steps. It's that he's going to have in mind that this person's being makdish this dmei behema, and that he's going to later eat this b'chutz.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the eating b'chutz is a little. I mean, that's like a little problem with Rashi, right? Because the problem isn't eating b'chutz; it's eating money.
Well, what are you eating? See, that's what it, we see. Text talks about this. So what are we concerned? See, what you're saying is that according to your understanding. We're concerned that he's going to end up eating, you know, the Korban Pesach b'chutz, right? That he's going to end up bringing, right? Let's say
it's like a few steps. The person's
right.
Going through a whole chain, according to Rashi,
right.
Going through a whole chain.
But we'll see. It could be because Tosfos understands that maybe we're concerned that he's going to eat this thing itself, which the truth is, Tosfos says it's not really a chutz problem because this thing itself, right now, is b'chal not really for Korban. There's a meila on this that should be. Right, so there's depends how you understand what the concern of eating it is. What is he eating? Right, so you know, so you're understanding that he's eating the eventual Korban Pesach. Right,
and I'm getting that because I'm trying to tie it into the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that there's a meaning not to eat tzli on Pesach. So and Rashi said that there was mechzi So I thought that the Gemara is following the Mishnah, that even though it's different to Isser and there's a few differences, but that it has some sort of shaykhus to that concern.
Well, let's see. So, I mean, the two sides over here are you can eat that or you can eat this. I mean, this according to the onlooker's view, has some kind of Kedushas Pesach on it. All right?
But again, it's not the Mishnah that brings about eating... that you're worried about eating the chutz, it's mamash on the statement of Rav.
Rashi explained the Mishnah that it was mechzika eichel pesach b'chutz, no?
Right, but the Gemara here explicitly says that right? It says lepisav where is it? Aba chiti lo. Where did it go? Mipnei shenir kemakdish behem tov ve'ochel kachim b'chutz. Right? So it says right.
Which kachim b'chutz is it? Right? That's what we're questioning right now. Kachim b'chutz, is it this thing itself? Or we're looking in the future that he's going to buy a carbon pesach, right? And you know, and we're thinking that he's going to, you know, he's eating a pachutz either, you know, because you know he doesn't live near or whatever reason what leads us to believe it. See, now that's what Shimi was understanding. He was seeing that it's that kind of problem, because over here it's called shemachutz, which be'etzim could be
sold. Otherwise, what's the shaykes to bossa zela pesach? I mean. You could say with anything, no?
What do you mean?
Why Dafka Pesach?
Because Pesach is an ambiguous term. It could even mean L'chag Pesach or L'korban Pesach. Mm-hmm. Right? And when you're saying it, it starts off ambiguous and a person can understand that.
Okay. Now, I guess we could see right now, because we don't, if we have a full time to get to everything. So let's see right now. Tosfos. We'll skip right away to Tosfos' pshat over here. And there's an afkamina la'aloch over here. If you look in Tosfos, l'kach nira. You see, it's a little more than halfway down.
Yeah.
L'kach nira. The idea she'omer achshav boso ze lepesach, when a person makes this amide, savri inshi de mechayim achdisha. Tosfos, because of his problems with Rashi, learns a little bit differently in the Gemara. Rashi learns that we're concerned that this amire itself is achdosh, right? So we understand a little bit better what the Gemara says. Lo yomer, because this amire looks like it's some kind of hakdosh, right? That's how Rashi is learning. In Tosfos is saying that actually the concern that we have is not necessarily that your amira now is the hakdosh, but by saying bos zel pesach, right, that suggests that this animal is a korban pesach. How? Because you were makdish it originally. That's what Tosfos is saying. No, the idea is omer achshav bosel pesach by saying now bosel pesach savi inshi de mechayim akdusha. Tosfos is also masking that it's bosel shchuta, and you can't be makdish of bosel shchuta, you know, to be the korban pesach itself. However, by referring it to this bosel pesach, that will give an idea that this is actually korban pesach. How? Because originally, when it was alive, he was makdish it.
So what's he saying now?
He's referring to this as korban pesach, right? Bosel zel pesach, right?
He's just describing it. He's not being makdish it, right?
I mean, regardless, that's not what he's doing, right? No, as we know, this is obviously you can't do this, right? No one's really being makdish it. So whatever purpose he's saying it, it's the mashmois. Which is the problem, right? But that's not really what a person really means. But seeing that it lies within the words that he's using, such a mashmois, that's our concern. Tosfos says, what is it? Well, when you refer to something with the word bosel zel pesach, it has the mashmois that this thing is actually korban pesach. How? Because he was originally makdish it, right? That's why. Now, If this is the issue, now according to Tosfos, the concern over it, that this is actually korban pesach. That's why, according to Shittas Tosfos, that it's going to be limited to what it is. Only if this is actually roy to be korban pesach, the type of animal. Yesh meforshim dafkel gdiyay tle. That's the shita shiroy lepesach. Right, according to what Tosfos is learning, right, it's going to be dafkelat. But according to the way Rashi learns, that the Hakdosha is now an Hakdosha, regardless, is not a Hakdosha of an animal which this animal itself is going to be the Korban Pesach. So once that's so, who had into any kind of even Bosar Behemo which is not in itself roi for Korban Pesach.
So how does the whole statement of Rav Papa work? It's not a, you know, like,
So what are you asking now?
I mean,
according to the way Tosis is learning, right? So when Rav Papa says the Aval Chiti Sairi Loi, right, in Achanami, it doesn't mean, you know, all types of bosa til chiti v'sairi, right? According to this, it's going to mean anything which in itself can't think that originally it was hukdash l'karban pesach. No, you're right. I mean, it's a good point that you're saying that he should have made a chilik in types of basa. He could have said, right? Right, right. That's a good question. That's a good question on Tosfos Shita. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question.
But I mean, even without that, it just seems awfully pashut that chitim that if you were to say that this chitim is for
well, see like this. See, I would say according to the way Tosis is learning, right? Then the Gemara could be saying what we were discussing in Rashi. One might have thought that the Chashash includes Dmei Pesach, and if that's so, then it would apply to anything, right? On that, the Gemara is saying that no, the Chashash is only this animal is Korban Pesach itself, and therefore it won't apply to other things which are not roi for Korban Pesach.
That fits in with the end of the Gemara, you know, where we discuss Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. Right is that how does it fit in? How does that fit in? Right, in other words, if we say that a person would say a dover, if we would say that does a person say a dover levatala?
Right.
So, in other words, right. That, this would be very similar to right. In other words, saying that this chitim is for Pesach would be very similar to saying that I'm making a mincha of Seorim. Right. In other words, which is obviously not possible. But yes, you'd say that since a person doesn't say a davar levatala, so therefore it must have meant that he meant l'dmei. Minchas chitim.
Right. Okay. I mean, you're explaining what where the idea of Dmei Pesach comes from, based on Inel Moitz Dvar Atol. Well, what are you coming to suggest?
Again, Tosfos is learning that the thing that's also to do is to say that this Basar Gedi, right?
What's also to do is the same thing according to everyone. The chilk is on what it is, on what kind of Basar you're talking to, right?
Right, but in other words, the way we explained it with Tosfos is we're worried that, or that it sounds like he's mamish being makdish this thing, right? In other words,
then,
this meat,
right? This meat is the karma because he was makdish it previously. Now, right now, it's not alive anymore.
Right. So that clearly wouldn't work with chitim, right? I mean, there's no half a minute to think.
Right.
So how would Tosfos understand with what Rav Papa said? Right. In other words, Rav Papa is now coming up with this big chiddush. According to Tosfos, it's
such
a davar pashut.
What's his chiddush? Right.
And what the Rav wanted to say is that maybe it's to exclude. That Rav Papa is saying that to highlight that the first din is talking about. Being mamish, being makdish it, and not being makdish its dumb, its value,
right?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure if I'm questioning that, or if it's a support to that. But, yeah, but later, later in the Gemara, we're going to see a very similar discussion between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Right, that, mm-hmm. we're going to see where they discuss that. If you say that I want to bring a mincha of seorim, right? So we said that let me get the names right. We said that that Rabbi Shimon said that's a nonsensical statement, and therefore it's not chal, right? But Rabbi Yossi would say that, well, yeah, it's a nonsensical statement. So therefore, we're forced to reinterpret what he said, because we're not going to assume that a person says nonsensical statements. So that's going to force us to understand that when he was makdish a mincha of seorim, he meant that the money for seorim should be used to bring a mincha of chitim, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess. So I guess, I think that this what fits in here is that Rav Papa is saying that, but by being makdish a korban, we wouldn't say that. Right? In other words, when a person says that this chitim is that this chitim is for Pesach, we wouldn't be forced to say that it's that he meant l'dmei korban Pesach, because I guess we could make the assumption that he means that lishmor, you know, to serve during the Seder.
So it fits very well. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's see the Gemara over here. Let's see the Hemshech Gemara. Is that true that Bosor is Osor, even Bosor? Well, this is a question on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. As a matter of fact, that the Forshim question why does the Mor bring Rav Papa first? Because right? This is really a question on Yehuda Amar Rav. We could ask it right away. Right? It doesn't non-dependent L'chayda on Rav Papa. Okay, so he would have said, first we brought Rav Papa to give us the full guidelines, and then the Gemara asked the question. But Korban Sanal asked the question. Furthermore, Ubosoloi, is it true this that Yehuda Amar Rav says that there's an Isser over here? Now it's important just to keep in mind that Mishnah is a minik, right? It's not an Isser. Whatever is happening in the Mishnah, Yehuda Amar Rav is an Isser, right? It's not a minik. It's also. Furthermore, Akasha. Amar Rav Yosi said of the following: Tutis Yisroimi Hinig is bnei Rebbe Lechol Gedim Mikulosim Belele Psochem. Tutis Yisroimi, a respectable person, there he conducted such a minig that the Yidden in Roimi should eat Lel Pesach Gedim Mikulosim, right? Properly, Zechel Lekorban Pesach. Shol Chuloi, the Chacham sent to him, Emol Tudis Ato, had you not been this chosh of a person, Kozani Alecha Nidoi, that we would have been guys who decreed a Nidoi on you. What you did was something which was improper. Sha'ata Melchus Yisrael Kochim B'chutz. You're feeding Klai Yisrael Kochim Chutz out of their boundaries. In fact, more Kochim Sakadaitach, not kochim. Hello, zotig mora emo korev lahachlis yisol kochim b'chutz. The time was that what you're doing over here, that it looks very close by preparing the korban the boson leil pesach mamish in the way that the korban pesach was brought. So it has it's awesome to do such a thing, because it looks very similar to Achilas Kochim Bachutz. So the Gemara is using this to ask a question, and the Gemara is going to make a diuk over here. The Gemara says as follows: Mekulas in she'ein mekulas loy, that the tanya that the Chachamim had on him, that it's also to do what you're doing, seemingly seems to be only in the way it was prepared, this way, Mekulis. Now Mekulis, we didn't explain what that means. Mekulis over here means when you have the entire animal, right? The way it was prepared, like the Pasuk says, Sim Kim Slesh, Roishai Al Krov, Al Kirboi, that you have the all the different parts of the animal which should be roasted together. So if it was done like this, so with an additional detail that the Korban Pesach itself has, and it's not stam roasted. In the Mishnah is talking about a tzli. That's the minig in the Mishnah. Right, over here we're talking about preparing it roasted in a certain way, which is specifically done by the Korban Pesach. Now, Kapana, the Gemara is making a deek over here that this at the Chachamim were held that it was also for him to do what he did was only in the way it was done, Gidim Mekulis, and that additional condition and detail. Aval Basar. If it's any Mekulis, the fact that it's Basar, Loi, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, one understands, right, that this is a contradiction to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar says that person can't say Basar Zeh LePesach, and on that, the Gemara says that it seems to be that the problem is only Mekulis. The problem is only Mekulis. Now there is a difficulty over here in understanding the Gemara's Havamina, what the Gemara thought. But let's just work through the Gemara. So the Gemara's question over here is: Yehuda Rav seems to give an Isser on Basar. What Basar that means? Success, fine. So could be that's Machlokes Rashi in Taisvis Rashi any Basar Taisvis maybe Dafka. Basar, which is Roy, but the Gemara means is coming to ask that you see from this Mishnah over here by Tudus that the concern is only if it's Mekulis. Just Basar itself, without being prepared, roasted in this way, there shouldn't be an Isser. Now he's saying over here, Basar Zeh LePesach, there are no more conditions than just the fact that it's Basar. Granted, it's the right kind of Basar, Rashi and Taisus. But so that's the Gemara's question, that you see the Isser is only if it's Mekulis, means if it's roasted, the whole animal. Shenu Mekulis Loy. I'm not thinking my answer is as follows. Amri, I'll tell you like this. I'll answer you as follows. That these are two different guidelines. True, you're right. You're making a deek over here that there's an Isser which only applies to Mekulis. Right? Only if it's prepared, roasted in this way. But that doesn't mean to say that anything other than that is Mutter. Amri, Mekulis, Loishna Omar, Loishna Loyomar. If it's Mekulis, that's taka more chomer, more stringent. So to do that, whether you say this is for Pesach or you don't say this is for Pesach, that's awesome. And that's what was happening over there in that Mishnah, that they weren't necessarily saying that an Amira, Basar Zeh LePesach. The mere preparation of it in this way is what answered. Being that that's so in order to have an Isser, to do something without an Amira, without the Amira, which gives me the designation through Peh, so then that's only if it has an intrinsic similarity to Korban Pesach, which is Mekulis. However, but if it's Eina Mekulis, doesn't mean that it's Mutter. But Eina Mekulis means a Basar, right, which is Ein Mekulis, that also can have an Isser if it's Pirish, if he says Basar Zeh LePesach. Lay Pirish Loy. Right, so that's what the Gemara tells us over here. So coming out of this Gemara, come to is that we have two levels, two categories of Isser over here. The Yehuda Marav is coming to say that you can have that Basar, right? Basar, which is not Bechlal, even if it's not prepared in the way the Korban Pesach has appeared, but to say, you're not allowed to say Basar Zeh LePesach. Right? That's that problem, right? Because by saying Basar Zeh LePesach, by making that Amira, that's what causes the problem. On that, the Gemara tells us that the truth of the matter is that there's such a problem, even there could be a problem even without saying it. The mere preparation of Basar in a way which the Karban Pesach was prepared in a specific design with the details of the Karban Pesach, that would be Asar even without Namir. Now there's a chiddush in the Bach on this Gemara over here, which the truth of the matter is, if you learn the Gemara, in the Gemara itself, maybe if you think about it, in the Cheshna Gemara, not necessarily such a chiddush. And the question is as follows. Mitzad Echad, if you learn the Memra over here, the Gemara says, also Olam Shiyoymar. You cannot let us say it. Okay, now let's say it. Fine. Let's say I did say, Bosses Ela Pesach. Right? So what happens now? What happens now? Right? Is there some kind of Isser on the Bosser, or are you just not allowed to say it? Because by saying that, you know, you're giving this idea. But, you know, there's, if you did it, you are over this Isser, but that's all, you know, continue on. Right? Now, it's clear, right, from that, as far as Gedi Mekulis is concerned, right, that lechayre is a problem that you can't eat it, right? Because there's no amira here that you're not allowed to do it, right? The problem is he was hinnig, and by eating such a thing, lepasa, right, that itself is the problem. So that's it will be osir to eat it akoponim. So now, if that's true, so then we have a question over here in the Gemara. So what's the Gemara's question over here? The Gemara is asking a question that you're telling me. That even Basar's also, you see that it's only Gdimikulis. So, on that, the Ha'orah is that Lechayra, I mean, there's a difference whether the Basar is Nesar or not. By the Gemara, the Asar Shiyoymar, the Basar is not Nesar, the Basar is Nesar. It's like, so what's the Gemara's comparison? The effect of the din is different. They're two different dinim over here. Now the truth of the matter is that this question is a ha'ora, but like we mentioned before, you really have to know regardless what the Gemara's havamina was in order to properly know what the answer to this question is, right? Because as we're saying, I mean the Gemara's chilik is in the amira, right? That's the Gemara's teretz, so. And this that we're saying now, that we would have thought that the boss is not Nesar, just an Isser in the Amira, right, is, you know, knowing that this is that the problem at least starts with the Amira, so it's an Amira-related problem. It could be in the Havamin Mora. If we didn't think that the Amira was Dafka, so then obviously, you know, it would be an Isser in the Basar itself. So I'm just showing you, you know, ways to thinking. But the Bach says over here, here in Tov Samach Tes, different print over here. I can't see over here in this print right now, but I'll look in the Mishnah Berurah brings it. The also loymar al shum behemo ben chay ben shchuto bosuzel pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says hayin lechatchila. That means that it's also to say it. Avo b'diav ein lesser habosar b'achila. But if one did say it, boss is not Nessa. If you look in the Shad Sin, underneath over there, he brings a list of Marmar Koimers, and he says, there are poskim that hold that it is also b'di'evid, which kinirim comes out of the Gemara from the Gemara's comparison to how to what the din is. But like Mishabura says that we take on like these poskim that it's mutter. Now I just want to speak out of ha'ora over here. In the Mechaber, right now that we saw Shitas Rashi in Tosfos, this is a ha'ora that I believe the Magen Avraham asks. This is how the Mechaber brings the halacha. Also loyma al shum behemo bein chaya bein shchuto on any behemo, whether it's alive or not, bosses el pesach. So he's saying on shum behemo. Shum behemo already gets us thinking. Well, this is Shitas Rashi, right? Lefi shenere shehekdisha mechayim. The Korban Pesach. Because it sounds like he was makdish mechayim after Korban Pesach. Nimsa ichel kashim bachutz. So Magen Avraham asked that the Mechaber seems to be contradicting himself in the same line. Because we saw this Mechayim Zvashi and Tosfos over here. What's the nere kachilas kashim? When's the hakdosha? Is the Hakdosha right now, as he's saying, Bosu Zela Pesach? Now, being that that's, he's saying that on Bosu Shchuta, which Bosu Shchuta, now it's not right for the Korban, so he means with May Korban, so once the dead soul, so then, you know, it's any Bosu, right, has that problem. And according to Tosfos, that the concern was that he was Makdish originally for Korban Pesach, so then it's limited to an animal which is tolling Korban Pesach, right? So, depending on when the Roya thinks the Maisa Hakdosha is, now or before, will there be a difference as to what kind of Basar is also. If it's Hakdosha is now Shitas Rashi, then any Basar, right? Even if the animal itself is not fit for Korban Pesach itself. Mashing in Korban Pesach is that the concern is that he was originally Makdish, the animal, when it was alive for Korban Pesach, so then it's limited. Now the Mechaber starts off by saying that it's also to say on any kind of animal, right? So that's why he's talking Shitas Rashi. If that's true, so then we should be hearing him saying the concern is because it sounds like he's being makdish now. That's the problem. But the Mechaber, when he says, he doesn't say that. He says, L'korban Pesach. Don't let Tosfos. Okay, just speak out that now that we saw the Rashi in Tosfos, so we could appreciate the Magen Avraham's Ha'ora in the Mechaber. Okay, let's just quickly speak out over here. The Gemara. Here, let's just give a little, maybe have some time just for a little Hakdoma to understand the Gemara. Morally here is talking by Tudus. Tudus is case about as far as eating Ogdimikulus. And the concern over there is that it's you're eating the Korban Pesach. Bachutz. So the Gemara tells us that according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds that if a person is misnadiv, shleik decha misnadvim, then it's not chal. So there really should be no concern. Which is as follows. Let's just hear what that means. I think Rashi tells us that there's a Mishnah which talks about if someone is misnadiv amincha min asoirin. Now there's no nidvas mincha min asayrim, even though maybe there are some minochas that are asayrim, but definitely not one which a person could be minadiv. So someone says harelai mincha min asayrim, right? That's what he says. So is there any obligation chal on him or not? Right? So the Mishnah says over there says that it's a machlekas. According to Tanakhama, there is it's an obligation not to bring a mincha from asayrim because that's such a thing, a person can't be mechayiv himself. No, there's no. But it's chalim achiv to bring a mincha schitim. A mincha And the reason for that is Rashi brings, based on Tofas Loshen Rishon, which seems to be saying that when a person is mechayev himself, harei alai, he's accepting on himself an obligation to bring a korban, so as he says it, it's chal. So whatever could be chal is chal. So therefore he says, harei alai mincha. So right then, it's chal on him achiyev mincha. So now when he says, min ha-sa'irim, so that sa'irim, there's no such thing as mincha ma-sa'irim, so he's not going to be chiyev ma-sa'irim. But on the other hand, since he said, harei alai mincha, so it's chal on him, the mincha that he could possibly make an edava for, so that's a mincha schitin. That's according to that. Now, that's only because the Tanakhama holds that tofas loshen rishon, that means that as soon as a person says it, it's chal.
Reb
Shimon. That's Reb Shimon?
No. The Tanakhama.
That's the Tanakhama, right? Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues, right? And Reb Shimon says that it's not chal anything. Shlo hisnadif k'derech ha-misnadim. That's what Mishnah says. Oh yeah. Now Rashi explains that the reasoning behind that is because he holds that tofes loshen achron also, meaning to say that if a person is saying something which might have two parts, it's not chal until he finishes, and therefore it's only going to be chal according to the way he described what he wants it to be. So if he says, harei la mincha min ha-sa'irin, so the type of mincha that could only possibly be chal is the one that he described, min ha-sa'irin, being that there's no such thing as an adav min ha-sa'irin, therefore nothing is chal. It can't be chal at all. But that's only because, like Rashi says, that he holds that af b'seif do av other mitvas, which means that it's not chal as he says it, only after he finishes saying what he plans on saying, then after it's fully recorded what his intention is then it's chal. So therefore, if by that time he already described what he wants as something which can't be, so nothing's chal. According to the Tanakhama, even though by the time he gets to the end, we see that it's something that can't work, but since it's chal right away as he says it, and before the pirish, the description, the specific description had a chance to come, it was already chal. So then now when he describes it later, he can't undo it. So it'll be chal according to whatever it could be. So that's that machlek is over there. Right? Now, the Gemara over here is saying that Reb Shimon holds shlo hisnadik derech ha-masnadin. And therefore, that should lend us to say that there should be no concern of eating a gdima kulus, because the concern, according to Shitas Rashi, Akhapar Minsugi, is that he's being makdashit, now, right? And you really can't be makdash something like this at this time. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means to say that the one who learned that Reb Shimon was saying it over, Reb Shimon was saying over the Maisa, and according to Shitas Shimon, it's understandable why the Chachomim were upset at Tudus. On that, the Gemara is saying that really shouldn't work, because according to Reb Shimon, there should be no concern, because it's lehisnadiv k'nercha misnadim. So such a thing could have never been chal. So there's no nire k'achilas kochin b'chutz. That's how the Gemara is setting things up over here. Now the Gemara tells us, as the Gemara goes on, there's another machlekes. This is what Shlomo was mentioning before, between Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, and that machlekes over there is a machlekes whether Adam is mighty dvar of the Vatola, right? Which means that this is really another step in something. In other words, the first step over here, which we mentioned, if you hold that What that Shita Reb Shimon is that says that we have to allow the full statement to come in, and then we take everything into account whether something could be chal or not. And if after we hear the whole account what he wants to say, it can't be chal, then that'll cause that it shouldn't be chal. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say in our situation that should be a reason why it really couldn't be chal over here. So there's really no concern that people think he's eating kachin. Now, Rabbi Yossi has, the Gemara comes out, has another aspect to this. That ain't other moitzi dvar levatolo, which means that even if it's true that we'll say that bigmar dvar levatolo other mitvas, that the whole statement will let a person, we don't, nothing's chal till it comes out, but he has another point. That if a person is in a situation where, according to the way we take what he says, it won't be able to be chal, so then there's such a thing as ain adam moitzi dvar levatolo, and therefore there'll be an understanding to what he means to say in a way that it could be chal. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that even though on the one hand that they both agree as far as the point that adam nitvas af b'seif dvaro, that means that we won't make things bichal till the complete statement comes. But according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara is saying that will cause a stop, or that will ruin the hakdosha by including the end over there. According to Reb Shimon, it's not necessarily going to ruin, because on the contrary, because if by accepting what he says at the end, we're not going to be able to make it bichal, so that's going to lead us to the next step, to try to understand what he's saying in a way that it could be chal. Therefore, that'll lead things to a different understanding, which will, in different cases, which will read it that it should be chal. So that's what the Gemara means over here. That the Gemara sets up this problem of tudus. The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, it's really not a problem at all. The Gemara says that, well, Reb Shimon is really based on Reb Yosi Shita. So, of the two possible Tanoim who are saying this over, if it doesn't work according to Reb Shimon, then it shouldn't work according to Reb Yosi either. And that's what the Gemara says, that even though they both share a similar Shita, as far as the dinner of Tofas Loshna Achron, that we include that nothing's chal till the complete statement is made, and that's why this can't be Reb Shimon, but Reb Yosi actually has another piece, right? That's the Gemara says that Reb Yosi sovel like Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi doesn't hold like Reb Shimon as far as this is concerned. That Reb Yosi shita says ain't other moitzi dvar levatolo. So therefore, he has another hope according to that for something to be chal. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, that once you say af begmar dvar adam mitvas, then it's not going to be chal at all. So that's why the Gemara comes out over here, that true, the problem of Tudus, the Chachom's problem of Tudus, shouldn't be a problem according to Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Yosi, it could be. Okay, that's the
Suis HaSugya. That was the first case that we had with Amar Abyes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what the Mar meant to ask, right? The Mar was saying, man, massive Shimon, it can't be. In fact, according to your other gears of Reb Yosi, is it better? Right? That's what the Mar was referring to, right? So it's like more, yeah, Reb Yosi, that gives Reb Yosi is better, because Loi, Flay Reb Yosi, Sovlok Reb Shimon.